I'm here with Terry Hode of the University and College Union outside the Oxford University offices in Wellington Square, Oxford. About 18 people are on strike here today. Terry, why are you on strike?
We're on strike because the employers, for yet one more year, have refused to offer us anything more than 1% as a pay increase. We have national bargaining arrangements, which mean that there's an annual settlement to take account of inflation, and that should have applied as from last August. Once again, they've done it for a number of years now, the employers have offered us 1% and put their foot down and said no more. That means our members are facing, in real terms, a pay cut yet again, and the total pay cut of that sort since 2009 was running at 13%, and it's reached a point where we simply can't just let it go on and on and say we'll sort it out next year.
What kind of pay rise are you looking for? What percent?
Well, inflation is running at 3%. I don't think we put a figure on it. We want something which will at least keep us a level pegging with inflation, but also we'd like something to start to recover some of the ground that we've lost over recent years.
Has the government and the university got the money to meet that demand? And do you think other people in the public sector should also get a similar pay rise?
Well, it's not the government's money. The government funds universities, but universities are separate employers. They have other money of their own. They bring in money from research grants and so on. More and more, that's an important part of their funding. And we know that universities across the country have been building up pretty healthy reserves. So we know that they've got enough money to pay an adequate rise to the staff. And our members and those of our sister unions who represent the lower grades of staff in the universities, the lower paid staff, our members have families and homes and fuel bills and all the rest of it, children to clothe and look after, just like anybody else. And they can't see their pay diminishing by those sorts of amounts year after year. If they do, we will not get people coming into university jobs. The ones that are there will have low morale. They're already stressed and overworked in many cases. And the system will not work well. We've got a very good university system. We want to keep it that way.
And do you feel you have the support of the public for this strike, for your calls for a pay increase?
I certainly hope we have. More and more people, of course, are seeing their children going into university. That's one good thing that's happened over recent years, that the numbers have increased from days when it was a very small sector of the population that got to see a university. It's important to them. It's important to them, of course, for their working careers, but it's also important to them as a means of broadening their minds, being able to fulfil themselves, to see what's around them, to think about things, and to play a full part in society.
And how confident are you of success?
Well, we're determined. We'll have to see what the employers make of it, but we're not about to back off. When we get this far in a dispute, it means that we're determined to stick to it. And if this doesn't work, we've had 2 one-day strikes. We're now in the first of a planned series of 3 2-hour strikes in successive weeks. If that doesn't persuade the employers to take a different line, then we'll have to think what else to do, which might involve a refusal to mark examinations, for instance.
Terry Hode of the University and College Union, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Matthew Donoghue. I'm an Associate Lecturer in Politics and IR at Oxford Brookes University. As a casual member of staff, I'm out on strike today to support the permanent colleagues who are today being threatened to lose a whole day's pay, even though only striking for 2 hours. For associate lecturers, the casual members of staff, we're losing a lot of money by doing this, and that just shows the strength of feeling across the entire university of casual members of staff and permanent members of staff at the action the university is taking to diminish the quality of our working lives.
Martin Miller, senior lecturer in Pathways courses that we run as a year zero program for students who are going to be with us for 4 years. So it's a pre-undergraduate course, and I teach politics at foundation level and also international relations. And the reason why we're on strike for 2 hours is to make a point to the employers that we're completely unsatisfied, and we think that we're justified with the miserly pay offer of 1%, which we've been given and offered for the last 4 years, and it's way below the rate of inflation, and we feel it's a mockery of the way that we should be treated. Also, we're quite angry, and some members of staff are actually being fearful of the letter that we received from the finance director, Paul Large, yesterday, asking us to indicate whether or not we were striking. And the message is that you have to tell them if you're not striking, because the university is going to deduct a day's pay from everybody, from all teaching staff or members of the union. There's an assumption that everybody is going to strike. And so people who are not striking have to tell the employer. Now, it's elite. The university can't force union members to say to declare their intentions. They are entitled, obviously, to ask us if we've been on strike after the event. And the pro forma that came with the letter is quite cleverly worded: will or have been on strike, have taken industrial action. That's it, really.